Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Nun Ches, Menachos 58. And the Gemara cites a brisa with respect to the idea that there's a prohibition to bring leaven and honey on the altar. So the Gemara states in the brisa that there's a verse in the Torah which states, Kol HaMincha Asher Takrivu HaShem, any offering which you bring to God, Lo Te'aseh Chametz, you are not allowed to bring chametz, leaven, Ki Kol Se'or V'Kol Devash, Lo Saktiru, any leaven or honey you cannot bring from it a fire offering before God. So the Gemara says that it says explicitly, Se'or Bal Taktiru. So since it states that any leaven, you're in violation of the prohibition, you shall not offer. So the Braisa analyzes this verse. Ein li elakuo, I would only know from this that only if the entire offering is leaven is it prohibited. Miktsaso minayin, how do we know that even if just a portion of the offering is leaven, then it's also prohibited? So the verse states, Kol Se'or. So the verse states any leaven, which implies that even if only a portion of it is going to be leaven, it's going to be prohibited. A ruvo, how do I know if somebody brings a portion leaven which is mixed with unleavened bread, with matzah, and it's not recognizable? How do I know that you are still in violation? Minayin, says the verse, ki kol se'or, any leaven. And from the word ki, it teaches us that even an offering of a mixture of se'or and chametz is going to be prohibited. So the Gemara says, let's analyze this. My ka'avmar, what is the intent of the author of this brisa by adding on that any mixture is prohibited? So Amar Abaye, Abaye's explanation, we're going to see a dispute here between Abaye and Rava. Abaye's explanation is se'or, that when it says se'or, that's in the prohibition of Baal Taktiro, and that you're not allowed to bring any leaven. Ainli ela kezayis, I would only know from that if it was an olive-sized portion, you're going to be prohibited. How do I know that if you bring a chatzi zayis minayin? How do I know that if you bring a half an olive-sized portion, that you're also going to be in violation of the prohibition of Baal Taktiro? So says the Gemara, ta'lomar kol se'or. The word kol implies any amount, even half an olive size, you're going to be liable. How do I know a ruvo minayin? Tamalomar ki kol se'or. So Abaye is telling us that the word kol se'or is teaching us that even if you bring a half an olive size portion, you're going to be liable. Rava comes along and tells us something else. Rava says, and what Rava is going to say is that first glance going to be the exact same thing as Abaye. So the Gemara is going to try and understand what's the difference between Abaye and Rava. So Rava says, now, what does the Tana mean when it says se'or, that you're in violation of Baal Taktiru? Eli Ela Kometz, I only know that you're in violation if you bring a kometz, chatzi kometz minayin, and the kometz is again the three fingers that that the Kohen is taking up to bring as an offering. How do I know that if you bring a half of a size of a kometz, that you're in violation of this prohibition? So says the verse, kol se'or. And how do I know that if a portion of it is mixed in with matzah, that you're still liable? Says the verse, ki kol se'or. So Abaye says that you're in violation, that the words kol se'or to tell us that even if you bring half an olive size, that you're in violation. And Rava says that you're in violation even if you bring half of a kometz. So what is the difference between Abaye and Rava? Okay, what's the nature of the dispute between Abaye and Rava? So explains the Gemara, Abaye savar yesh kometz pachos mishnei zesim. Abaye is of the opinion, since Abaye is saying that you're going to be in violation if you're bringing half of a zayis, because he says that a kometz can be done even if it's less than two olives, meaning to say even if the kometz is only one olive-sized portion, you're going to be that's going to fulfill the obligation of a kometz. And so since we're going to say that you're going to be liable for half of an olive, the word kol is teaching us, yesh haktara pachusa mekizayis, that even if you only offer half of an olive-sized portion, since you can have a haktara itself, the kometz can only be one olive, might only be one olive-sized portion, therefore if a person brings only half of an olive-sized portion, they're going to be liable. And that's what the word kol comes to end. Whereas Rava says, no, the minimum size of a kometz is two olive-sized portions. Ein kometz pachos mishnei zesim, that the minimum size is going to be two olive-sized portions. And so therefore, we have a source for the idea that ein haktara pachusa mikazayis. And so therefore, we're going to have this source for the idea that the haktara itself is not going to be less than an olive-sized portion, because Rav is basically saying that you're not liable if you bring a half of an olive, you're liable if you bring one olive, which is half of two olives. And so therefore, if it be less than an olive-sized portion, it wouldn't be aktara at all, it wouldn't be an offering at all on the altar, and you wouldn't be liable. So we see from our Gemara that according to Rava, the minimum size that of a kometz is two olives, that a person is supposed to bring a kometz, the size is supposed to be the size of two olives. And so on this basis, the Achronim want to understand what is the size that a person really today, if we would build the base of Mikdash, when we build the base of Mikdash, the kometz is supposed to be three fingers, but that kometz is supposed to be able to hold two olives in the space of their three fingers, which is really the equivalent of an average size egg. And so he says this is really problematic, say the Achronim, because most of the Kohanim would not be able to fulfill this size, because today our hands are smaller and you can't fit in that volume of an average size egg in the space of the three fingers, the cavity of the three fingers. And so therefore, the Kohanim trying to understand, and Shiur and Shaltori, he says that we have to pray that we're going to have Kohanim who are big enough to be able to hold this amount within the cavity of their fingers. And indeed, the Gaon Reb Chaim Noaya, who wrote the classic work on Shiurim, on measurements, he says it's problematic because the Rambam and the Ravid both say that they have a question whether or not a Kohen could drink wine. And so a Kohen whose hands are too small wouldn't be able to do the komates. And so therefore, we don't have to be concerned that he's not going to be able to serve in the avodah if he's drunk. And so therefore, we see from here that a Kohen who had hands that are too small, he wouldn't be able to serve in the temple because he wouldn't be able to do the kmitza.